And we'll go next to Southeast Asia, where a former leader of South Vietnam is back home in a united Vietnam for the first time since communist forces overran his country in 1975. Nguyen Cao Ky was prime minister and vice president of South Vietnam. He was a flamboyant and authoritarian leader in a U.S.-backed regime. He went into exile afterwards. He remained a staunch anti-communist, but now Ky has had a change of heart, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The morning after Nguyen Cao Ky returned to Vietnam, he was up early, playing 18 holes at the posh Tu Duc Country Club outside Ho Chi Minh City. Ky's foursome included the former chairman of the Ho Chi Minh City People's Committee, Vo Viet Thanh, who finished the round with a fine 12-foot putt on the 18th. No TV cameras, just two men, former enemies, laughing and joking as they strolled toward the clubhouse on this sun-drenched morning, their friendly banter a metaphor for Ky's newfound desire to embrace his former enemies. Inside the clubhouse, Ky marveled at how the former capital of South Vietnam, the old Saigon, had changed since he left. The new skyscrapers, hotels, flashy cars. It's good. The country is much better off now, he said, than it was when he fled. It's this kind of talk that has some Vietnamese exiles, still vehemently anti-communist, seeing red. Ky is tired of their criticism.
The only thing that they can do every day is just sit there and think about the past. Do I own them something? I'm not betraying anyone. I am coming here to see my country. So why, you know, talk stupid nonsense?
You can hate your own people forever, Ky says, but that hate isn't going to achieve anything. The 74-year-old Ky is still dapper, still sporting his trademark mustache, though the purple scarf is now gone. He timed his visit to coincide with the Lunar New Year, or Tet. Many Americans remember Tet 1968, as the start of the North Vietnamese offensive that many saw as the beginning of the end of U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Ky sees this Tet as a beginning and an end, too.
For years, you know, and for the world, I'm hawk, you know, very anti-communist. So whether I want it or not, you know, I still, for many people, the symbol of the other side. I think it's time now to close one chapter and to open a new one.
For Ky, that new chapter included a visit to his childhood hometown, Hanoi. He arrived in the Vietnamese capital Friday morning, his first trip to this northern city in more than 50 years. From the 15th floor of his hotel, overlooking Westlake and the Tran Quoc Pagoda, Ky points to other landmarks from his childhood. Below, over to the left, his uncle's house, where Ky grew up. Across the lake, his old high school.
Oh, you know, I still remember the places where I live and where my older friends live. The place where, you know, we go eating together. And exactly the same, like 50 years ago.
On his first day back in Hanoi, Ky did the usual tourist things. A walk around Hoan Kim Lake with old buddies from school, a trip to the old quarter, and lunch at the Metropole Hotel.
During my time, you know, I was, you know, a young boy and very poor. No way I could, you know, get inside that, you know, classy hotel, classy place, you know. Especially during the French time, you know, it was reserved for French colonialist.
Ky says he believes the communist government is on the right track. Economic development and a market economy first, political reform later. He acknowledges that freedom of expression may be limited, but doesn't seem overly concerned. Ky argues the authoritarian model is one that's worked for many other Southeast Asian nations.
30, 40 years ago in Taiwan, there was only Kuomintang with my very good friend Chiang Kai-shek. And then South Korea, with President Park Chung-hee, also one my very good friend. They stuck with the military dictatorship. Thailand, for many years, military dictator. Mahathir, very strong government. But what happened is all those leaders had used the power they had to bring stability first, discipline, and to build the country.
Ky says he was invited back by the Vietnamese government. For years, Hanoi has been encouraging Vietnamese abroad to return and to invest in the country. Remittances from overseas Vietnamese pump several billion dollars into the economy each year. Ky says he wouldn't mind returning for good, but has to decide where to live, down south or here in Hanoi. Either way, he says, it's good to be back and to be known on the streets after all these years.
Well, the old people, of course, but even the young generations, they still recognize me. And they all come, smile, and, you know, one coming home and best wishes for the new year.
Nguyen Cao Ky plans on spending another week in Vietnam, seeing the sights and meeting officials before heading back to the U.S. early next month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.